And suppose somebody were to be approached by an acquaintance, by anybody at all, and be asked for a loan to help him out. Now he goes ahead and he provides the loan, and it comes time for repayment, and he sees the person being evasive, and the person not paying him back, and it was, you know, taking more and more time. And it comes to the realization that this person has fallen on hard times, and the person really is having a very difficult time paying this back, and it's not so practical to, at least it's not so feasible that he'll be guaranteed repayment in the short term. So he has an idea. This person says like this: I lend this person money. Right now he's in unease. I happen to have in my bank account other money, which I'm saving up in terms of Meiser and other stock obligations. Can I just deduct the tzedakah from the tzedakah account and pay myself back instead of going to him trying to get the money out of his hands? He's anyways an ani. Let me go ahead and deduct the money from my Meiser account and repay myself. So the luck in this case would depend on a few variables, but one thing that's worth keeping in mind is that generally when you repay a loan, the primary beneficiary of the repayment is the person who gave the loan, not the person who received the loan. The one who received the loan already received whatever he's going to receive. In most cases, you're trying to, again, the benefit is the one who's being repaid. So not every circumstance would necessarily benefit the ani. The ani has a loan that's outstanding, is due. Certainly in some circumstances, but as a general rule, the first beneficiary is the one who gave him the loan, and therefore, giving yourself the money back, essentially, is not really benefiting the ani. It's really benefiting yourself. So therefore, the Paiskim say like this. They say, if at the time of the halva, the person was not an ani, you had no intention of giving him miser, you gave him a regular loan, and now you decide you want to take it off tzedakah, so it would depend on one very crucial factor, and that is, can you really get the money out of his hands? If you could get the money out of his hands, you were able to get the money, so then by being meichel that money, so to speak, really by repaying it on your own terms, you're essentially giving him financial assistance. That being the case, that would count as tzedakah. But if it's a scenario where you have no practical or feasible way to get the money out of his hands, someone who clears bankruptcy, or even without bankruptcy, there's no practical way to get it out of his hands, you don't have that option. So you really can't go ahead and get the money from him either way. So the only benefit of getting the money would be to benefit yourself. Under such a circumstance, one would not be allowed, according to most Paiskim, there may be one or two ways how to do this, but one should consult the Rav how to do that. But generally speaking, one would not be able to take tzedakah money to pay back his own loan. However, if in the original loan, at the time of the original loan, one had sort of had the premonition, he understood that this person may not pay him back, so he can, without telling Ani anything, he can just say, in his own mind, he can say, well, look, this person won't pay me back. He is an Ani. I'm giving him a halva, but in my mind, it's up to me. Either it'll be a halva, if he pays me back, and if not, it'll be tzedakah. If he stipulated meikara, that it could work out in such a fashion, then certainly he'll be well within his rights to go ahead and do so, and then subsequently claim it off tzedakah as he originally intended. It should be a tzedakah donation. That's assuming, of course, at the time of giving it to the person, originally, the person was at that time already an ani. Now, one fairly common scenario where this comes up is, can one go ahead and pay the grocery bills of somebody who's fallen on hard times? I go to the store, I know he has an outstanding bill. Can I go and pay the bill for this person? So really, this should be the same shaila, but here we have an additional factor why one should be able to use tzedakah, and that is because since there's a running account, if you don't pay off that chayv, here it's not going to be just a lasting chayv which will last for 100 years. If the chayv is not paid up, the person will lose their ability to continue walking into the store and make further purchases. Therefore, by paying the money for him, you are directly allowing him to continue shopping. You're directly enhancing his life going forward, and therefore that would certainly be qualified for tzedakah.